The fiscal 2025 state executive budget that was approved last week earmarked $400 million for SUNY Downstate in central Brooklyn, allowing the hospital center to remain open for another year. The budget included $100 million for the hospital's operating costs and $300 million to be released after a new advisory board makes its recommendations on the revitalization of the medical institution, due April 1, 2025. The planned transformation of the Central Brooklyn Hospital, which was announced earlier this year, caused an uproar among many Brooklyn residents, community leaders, and lawmakers as it services many minority patients. There were several large rallies to save the hospital, which has the only kidney transplant center in Brooklyn. I am proud to have used every tool we had to fight alongside my community to not just save Downstate, but put it on a path to thrive, said State Senator Zelmer Myrie in his weekly newsletter. SUNY Chancellor John B. King Jr. said the state is committed to Downstate Health Sciences University's mission of training the next generation of diverse, world-class medical professionals and scientists and delivering high-quality healthcare to Central Brooklyn. The state budget's historic investment in Downstate will allow this critical institution to fulfill this mission, grow outpatient healthcare services, and tackle systemic health inequities in the community we serve, he said through an email statement. Governor Kathy Hochul's leadership in delivering this unprecedented infusion of capital funding will also allow us to preserve some of the most vital inpatient services at Downstate while strengthening our partnerships with neighboring hospitals. The newly formed advisory board will be an invaluable partner in continuing SUNY's commitment to collaborating with the community and stakeholders on a reasonable, scalable, and fiscally responsible plan for SUNY Downstate, he said.